Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne told residents that managing growth is key to preserving an enviable quality of life. More than 100 people gathered at the Viking Rental Center on January 16 to hear the mayor's town update, much of which talked about growth and planning for the future. "We know that growth is inevitable," Thorne said. "Our commitment is to steer growth in a way that strengthens our community, enhances our quality of life, and honors values we hold dear. Growth has been managed in part due to a limited water supply, but that is set to change when the Foothills Okotoks Regional Water Project comes online next year," she said. "The additional water supply will increase the amount of water available for development, which is expected to create pressure to approve land use faster than we have been doing," she said. She said, "Despite appearances, the town has been growing slower than it has in the past and is growing slower than neighboring municipalities like Airdrie, Cochrane, and Chestermere. The town's growth rate was 1.85% last year, compared to almost 6% in the Calgary metropolitan region. Further growth brings opportunities, but it needs careful planning," Thorne said. "With thoughtful community planning, we can build neighborhoods that are affordable, inclusive, walkable, and connected," she said. Thorne also talked property taxes, and said the town approved its first all-commercial area structure plan, the North Point Area Structure Plan, in 2024 to help reduce future reliance on residential tax revenue. "Currently, residential taxes make up about 82% of the town's tax revenue, but the town would like to see that number drop to 75% by increasing commercial and industrial development. By expanding the non-residential tax base, we can reduce the financial burden on homeowners and foster a more stable economy," she said. "With growth comes demand for different housing types, and more purpose-built rental units, affordable rental units, and secondary suites are being built," she said. "Growth is not just about numbers, it's about creating a community that thrives for everyone. The town is working on a growth impact analysis to assess the effects to services, infrastructure, and the environment." Following her remarks, Thorne took several questions from the audience, who were then invited to talk with town staff or ask them questions about specific services.